In this bulletin, Senior Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne criticises Australian students who protest over climate change in action. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May will ask the EU to extend the Brexit deadline. And the A-League's newest club, Western United FC, target Wellington Phoenix pair David Williams and Philippe Courtois. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Senior Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne has criticised tens of thousands of Australian students striking over inaction on climate change, saying the move will damage their education. The countrywide mass protest comes months after students first skipped school over climate action, a move condemned by the Prime Minister. This time, students are taking part in a day of global action with more than 90 countries participating. Mr. Pyne told Channel 9 students who want to do political activism should do it outside of school hours.
Well, usually strikes are when employees withdraw their labour from an employer, so I'm not sure why the students are withdrawing themselves from school. It only damages their education. So I think the students should be in school, learning about education and getting ahead.
In other news, Malcolm Turnbull has warned against the idiocy of a fresh internal brawl in the federal coalition over coal-fired power. In an interview with Fairfax newspapers, the former Liberal Prime Minister said infighting over energy as well as leadership tensions in the Nationals were hurting New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's hopes of winning next week's state election. Divisions in the Morrison government have re-emerged in the past week with pro-coal MPs pushing for the federal government to fund a new power station in Queensland. The issue has also fuelled doubts over Nationals leader Michael McCormack's leadership after Barnaby Joyce threatened his tenure before retreating. Federal Labor wants a responsible, real increase in the minimum wage to address poverty and cost of living pressures, but has declined to say how much this should be. Opposition leader Bill Shorten and Labor workplace spokesman Brendan O'Connor have lodged a submission on the minimum wage to the Fair Work Commission. Annual review. The submission argues no Australian working full-time should be living in poverty and that productivity has expanded four times faster than wages since 2013, while company profits have grown five times faster than wages since 2016. Speaking on Sky News, Federal and Victorian Vice President of the Liberal Party of Australia, Karina Ocketell, accused Labor of interfering with the Independent Tribunal's job.
The Labor Party want to pay politics with wages and take the ability out of the independent umpire to set the wages. And what we've seen is that wages have increased under the Fair Work Commission by 3.3% and 3.5% respectively over the last couple of years, much higher than CPI.
The Law Council and the Australian Human Rights Commission will use a public hearing to raise concerns about proposed laws barring Australian foreign fighters from returning home for 2 years should not be passed. Under law changes introduced to federal parliament last month, Australian foreign fighters who want to return home could be blocked from entering the country for up to 2 years. The parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security will hear from the Law Council and the Australian Human Rights Commission at public hearing in Canberra, including concerns it may breach Australia's international obligations and could result in a person being unable to enter the country. Moving briefly overseas, and Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May will ask the EU to extend the Brexit deadline after MPs voted overwhelmingly to agree to an extension to Article 50. A spokesman for the European Commission says the extension would need the unanimous agreement of all states. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told the BBC he believes the deadline of 29 March can be met.
It is still possible to deliver Brexit on the 29th of March and to do that with a deal. That is extremely difficult now. The time obviously is very short, but that's what we're trying to do. And the motion that passed allows for delivering the deal. But of course, we need a meaningful vote and we need a majority of MPs in favour of that.
The A-League and the A-League's newest club, Western United FC, are looking to sign up Wellington Phoenix pair David Williams and Philippe Courtois. The club has already announced Panayotis Kone, Josh Ridson, Connor Chapman and Aaron Calver as their first signings. SBS's The World Game understands United are keen to lure forward Williams and goalkeeper Courtois to join the team. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 31. Much the same in Adelaide and 27. The sun continues in Melbourne, 23. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 26. In Wollongong, showers, 21 degrees. In Sydney, showers and becoming windy, 24. Showers also for Newcastle, 25. Much the same for Brisbane, 31. Possible shower also for Cairns, 32 degrees. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomo with SBS News.